Thank you, Madam Clerk. The Chair would like to call the congressional hearing, or the membership hearing, back to order. Thank you, everybody, for being here a little bit after 1. We will continue this afternoon with hearing testimony from 2 other witnesses, Ms. Bayrow, Secretary of Administration, and then Mr. Standing Bear, Director of our Membership Department. At this time, I'd like to ask Ms. Bayrow to come forward. Thank you for being here again, Ms. Bayrow. But if you could come forward, have a seat here, and Mr. Gill, if you could swear the witness as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Secretary Bayrow, will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes, please.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Thank you, Ms. Bayrow, again, for being here with us today. I'll kind of start it out with some of the same questions I asked Mr. Patterson earlier of just tell us, for those of you who may not know, what your position is with the Osage Nation, how long have you had that role? Some of the basics for us.
No problem. Can you hear me? Okay. So I started with the Nation in 2011. I started out in IT and then moved my way up from IT to strategic planning. Then from strategic planning in June of 24, I became the Cabinet Secretary of Administration. Within the Cabinet of Administration, membership is part of the departments within my cabinet.
Thank you, Ms. Bayrow.
And I won't bore you with my history.
It would not have been boring, but thank you. My list of questions is exceedingly less than previous. So at this time, I will actually just turn it over to members of the committee. Congressman Tillman, Congressman Maker, do either of you have any questions for Ms. Bayrow before I jump in?
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, Ms. Bayrow. Good to see you. Your position of Cabinet of Administration, you took that when in 24?
June of 24.
June of 24. And during that time, with you know the membership office being under your watch and under your guard, cases like this that have come up that we're talking about today, have there been others that you've noticed as well?
No.
This is the only one?
The previous ones were already existing, and so they're already in the process.
So you walked into those. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since this has happened, and working with Director Standing Bear, have you all started a process or taken steps to prevent this from happening again? And if so, what are those?
Yes. So what we have discussed is either hiring an outside source, a third party, to come and do the audits of the files, or do it internally. And so someone on the current staff to take their time to go out and review all the files, and from that we'll create a process so that we know specifically and have a very detailed audit report once we figure out which direction to go of how those files were audited individually and then track them through an Excel sheet.
Have there been, at your knowledge, has there also been previous audits that have been performed at the membership office ever?
No.
That you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Congressman Maker.
Good afternoon, Ms. Bayrou. So when you do have this audit, so when will it, how far will it go back?
That's still to be determined because depending on what direction we take, whether it's a third party or we do it internally, then that's when we go in and actually look at the count and see what kind of files exist in there. And then we'll create something that will have timelines. It'll be a project.
Yes, it's going to be a pretty big project from what I understand. My experience with the membership department, because I mean, it all begins with the 1906 role, of course. We all know there's possible discrepancies in that role. But coming forward to now, it's going to be a pretty big job. just for our small department, we only have like two or three employees, I think three employees there, to do an audit of that size is going to be pretty complicated. I can tell you that. I know for sure. Especially how far you go back. If you go back to when our new government was formed, because before that, all we had was the CBIB card. That's what the U.S. government went by for a census of all Indian nations, Native Americans. So, yeah, well, I salute you on taking that on. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. And Sparrow, I'm fully aware that none of this occurred under your watch as secretary. None of this occurred really under your tenure with the nation. But you are our Secretary of Administration, and this falls within your purview. My questions to you are, when were you made aware of the claims that we've been discussing today?
The beginning of the year, around January 3rd or 6th.
We had, in a previous meeting, we had a pretty intense discussion. What steps have you taken since that meeting to ensure that this doesn't happen again? And I know you've spoken a little bit about it with Congressman Tillman, but I want to hear again what we've done to make sure that the integrity of our membership role is never compromised again.
So I depend and rely on the current staff that's there. Okay, that's their job, that's their role. And I have full faith in the current staff that's there now to prevent something like this moving forward, because that's where it starts. Even if you fill out the application and turn it in, it's up to the staff to determine whether that is approved or denied. And I have full faith in my current staff that that's being handled appropriately right now to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Is just like I said, we'll go and do the audits of all the files in there, determine the extent of all those files, because there are quite a few. What kind of task is that going to look like? And then from that, we're going to create a project and put timelines on there. Who's doing what, and what does that look like once they review a file? What's in the file? How we're reviewing it? In the event that, like an audit, somebody asks for that information, we'll be able to easily provide it to somebody.
Specifically, because I hear these things, and well, let me go here first. Do you feel that the current, I believe them to be adequate in their duties. I do not fault our current staff within our membership department at all. Do you believe staffing to be adequate as a secretary? Do you think that we need more eyes on it? Do you think we need new positions? And I'll ask the same of our director in a moment, but do you feel that the staffing levels are adequate at this time?
I do.
Okay.
Based off the current flow of applications, I do.
Okay. Moving now toward some of the preventative measures specifically, have you taken steps to ensure that no application for membership is granted membership if the application is unsigned?
I have not.
So that is not part of written policy now?
Not mine.
Do you acknowledge that we are looking at a situation that was exacerbated by an application for membership that was not even signed?
I do.
Do you understand the severity of that?
Yes, and as I stated before, it's up to the director at that time or the employee assigned to those to determine whether that needs to be approved or denied.
Okay, but I hope we can agree that it's also our role as executives of the government, in your case, when we identify that our policy is lacking, we take steps to propose new policies to protect ourselves from future loss.
Absolutely. Okay. I do not want to be here again.
I don't want you to be down. I mean, I do. Come on down anytime, but I don't want you to be here in this setting. And I strongly feel, I never thought I would have to say that before, but I do strongly feel that at least taking a step to state in policy that an application must be signed before it is granted membership would be a worthy step at this point. And so I'll check back in on that answer when it comes time for budgets. But I would strongly encourage that process to be lined out.
We are currently taking steps.
Thank you. And specifically, have you taken steps to ensure that no application for membership from a minor is accepted without the signature of the parent or guardian?
I do not.
Okay. Equally so. And I classify those slightly different than each other because maybe you have familiarity with, you know, an Osage elder that maybe stepped off of the rolls for a moment and is coming back, and maybe the policy can say, okay, well, we know this person. Maybe. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable there, but I don't write policy. But to see that this application was done for a minor with no signature of a guardian, adult, anything, is especially egregious. And I think that that needs to be addressed in our policy as well.
Okay. Understood.
Have you had any conversations with the BIA Osage Agency Superintendent regarding the recapture of the CDIB card that was wrongly issued to Jane Doe in June of 2004?
I have not.
Have you had any conversations with the chief regarding any intention to have a conversation with the BIA Osage Agency Superintendent regarding the recapture of the CDIB card wrongly issued to Jane Doe in June of 2004?
I have not.
Is there a reason that has not been pursued?
We're just waiting for the process to complete. And then we'll take steps from what we get back from that.
Are you aware if Ms. Jane Doe is currently enrolled as a member of the Osage Nation?
I do.
You are aware?
I am aware.
Is it the case that she is still enrolled?
She is. Until the investigation is complete,
okay,
we can't take her off.
Understand.
That's per law.
My next question was, have you considered imposing or conducting an audit of the membership roll? I'm encouraged to see that that is in process and in play. I would strongly encourage us to move forward, and I will be urging to my colleagues that we make provisions for that within this next fiscal year's budget, because I know that that's going to be an issue. We can't not respond at this point. And so I thank you for your proactive approach in getting that lined out. But on the subject of audits, to your knowledge, no audit was conducted in the wake of the 2015-2016 revelations of memberships that were granted to individuals inappropriately. You don't recall that any audit has ever been done?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Barrow, for being here. I told you my list was significantly shorter for you. Do members of the committee have any other questions for Ms. Barrow? No, sir. Thank you, Mr. Tillman and Mr. Megger. Do any members of Congress have any questions for Secretary Barrow? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Hello, Ms. Barrow. We're glad you're here with us. I just have one quick question. I know that you've been informed as a secretary as to what's going on to some extent. And realize that none of this happened under your purview also. My only question is, do you know or do you have the information of how long Jane Doe has been enrolled as a member of the Osage Nation? Do you have a begin date and an end date?
There is no end date as of right now until the investigation's over, but I believe she became a member in 2010. I think that's what the information says. I don't know at the top of my head.
Okay, thank you so much. That's all I needed to know.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Tillman, do you have another question?
I do not.
Okay.
I have.
Congressman Maker.
Ms. Baber, when you say the investigation, just what investigation are you talking about? This investigation?
Yes.
Or is there another investigation?
No. Just
currently
this one
going
until
on?
This is all done.
So what is the process then for removal? Is there an investigation on that one?
Yes. As Clint stated before, there is a process once his attorney general is notified. And then I'll leave the specifics to Chris as the director on the timeframes of all of that.
follow-up. So then how long has this removal been going? To me, it seems like it's easier to get on a roll than to get off a roll.
It is, because there's so many people involved, and then having to track the member specifically of where they're at and have and notify them of where they're at, even if in membership their address is one thing, that might not be the case of where they actually live. So then you have to find them, and that's a lengthy process.
One more. So I do know this. So a removal from the tribal roll can also go into the court.
Yes.
Not just a hearing like we are today, it actually going to the court. Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions from members of Congress?
Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon, thank you for being here with us today and glad to be able to hear your voice.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate being acknowledged. And good afternoon, Ms. Barrow. I just wanted to know, you mentioned earlier that you were first alerted to this particular topic that we're here for today around January 3rd or January 6th. At that time, there's been membership committee meetings going on throughout the end of last year and, of course, now until we're here today. Were you invited to a membership meeting to give testimony before this hearing?
Not testimony, but I was invited to the last membership committee meeting that was held to discuss this, and I was with Chris at the podium discussing it.
And is that the only meeting that you have attended and given statements?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Barrow. I appreciate it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, Ms. Barrow, thank you for being with us today. On the off chance that there may be another question, and we might have to recall you up, if you don't mind, please stick around for just a moment while we go ahead and go through any conversations with Director Standing Bear, and then recall Mr. Patterson. But thank you very much for being with us today. And without objection, I think the chair will entertain a very brief 5-minute recess to allow Mr. Standing Bear to get situated up here and get prepped for our next witness. Thank you, Ms. Barrow.
Thank you.
We are in recess.